remember how yesterday I talked about those competing headlines that we published at Smirconish.com? One that said this: poll, overturning Roe more likely to help Democrats than Republicans by double. The other, poll, the Supreme Court's draft opinion on Roe versus Wade hasn't shaken the midterm landscape. And I said, how could both be true? Well, now with some very interesting insight on that issue, what is the political upside downside for the parties if, in fact, Roe versus Wade next month, as expected, is overturned? Here comes Rich Tao from Engages, the Engages Schlesinger focus group that was just done and written about in Axios, just done in Georgia, is very insightful. Listen to a sound clip of some of what Rich was able to pull from residents of the Peach State.
I believe in pro-life, but at the same time, I believe in women's rights. So I'm just divided on that. I really am.
I don't want it overturned. And abortion is just, politicians want to make it such a black and white issue, and there's so much gray in it.
I definitely don't agree with it. I think no one should be able to tell a woman what she should be able to do in that situation. And it just seems like it's just a violation of human rights.
This is Rich Tao. He's the president of Engages. Hey, Rich, welcome back. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Michael. Great to be back.
Let's remind people at the outset who you are and what you do. You interview swing voters in swing states. Describe.
Yeah, so starting in 2019, we interviewed Obama to Trump voters. After the election, we flipped to Trump to Biden voters. These people voted Trump in 16 and Biden in 20. And this month we interviewed 13 of them in the state of Georgia.
As Axios said today, a focus group isn't a statistically significant sample like a poll, but the responses help show how voters in crucial states are thinking about key issues. What's the takeaway from these 13 participants in Georgia?
The takeaway is what you identified in the lead into this piece, which is that abortion versus inflation is not the construct in the minds of these respondents. And what was so fascinating to me was that abortion is a top issue, but it isn't the thing that's animating them. And it's I asked, for example, in the focus group, by the way, all 13 of these respondents are varying flavors of pro-choice. And I said to how many of you plan to protest in the streets if Roe v. Wade is overturned? Three. Three others said that they would sign a petition. But a number of them said they have other issues they say are more important to them: taxes, gun control, climate change, Ukraine, the stock market, the economy. So they're all over the place in terms of priorities and how intensely they feel about the abortion issue overall. But on the flip side, Michael, what was so fascinating, I asked them an open-ended question. What do you think is to blame, or who is to blame for inflation? And they went through a whole litany of reasons. Corporations are, stimulus checks, Russia, and the war. And but you know who didn't come up in that list?
Biden.
President Biden.
Right. Wow. Really interesting. So all 13, as you say, various shades of pro-choice. But I understand, I think, Rich, from you, none of them are saying, and based on that one issue, here's how I'm going to vote.
Well, I asked them specifically, how many of you are going to be so upset about this overturning of Roe v. Wade that you're specifically going to march into the voting booth in November and vote for Democrats to show your displeasure with Republicans? You're going to vote for that reason only, or primarily. And no one said they were going to do that. You know, it's going to factor into their decision making, but no one is going to stick their finger in Republicans' eye specifically because they're angry about Roe v. Wade being overturned.
This is not to understate the impact that it might have on the Democratic base, but you're not interviewing people who are part of the base. You, to go back to where we started, you interview swing voters in swing states.
That's exactly the point. Yes, this has nothing to do with the base. These are the persuadables.
So what's the takeaway? What do you most want us to know about your recent focus group with Georgians?
Next time you see a headline that says abortion versus inflation, ignore it. That's not the dynamic for these swing voters.
And by the way, Rich, we should also say we have no idea what's about to unfold between June, when the opinion will come out, and November, which is just like an eternity given our climate these days.
Exactly. Well, 5-6 months ago, were we talking about a war in Ukraine? That's exactly the point.
Yeah. Who knows what we'll be talking about come the fall. Great stuff. I have the Axios coverage of it posted at Smirconish.com. And of course, we link to all of your work and engage us. And we appreciate when you're here on the program to talk about it.
Thank you so much, Michael.
That's Rich Tao, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'll be joined by a former Secret Service agent who will talk to us about exactly how you stage and carry out a visit like that which the First Lady just had to Ukraine.